This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear right now something that I preached a couple months ago. Now, at Island Community Church, the church where I pastor, we've been going through the book of Galatians verse by verse. And we are going to start on that here today. And this will be interspersed in between our programs in Revelation. And really what this means is haven't had time to record a new program in Revelation. We left off on chapter 13. We'll be back again here within a couple days with some more on chapter 14 as we get started in chapter 14. And now in the meantime, we're going to start and go all the way back to the beginning here of our study in Galatians. And now from time to time here, maybe once a week or every couple weeks, you'll hear one of the Sunday sermons chopped up in two or three parts here on WGOD Radio. That's what we're going to hear now. We're going to hear the introduction and part one. And this will play for a couple days this week as we get into verse by verse this great letter that Paul wrote to the Galatians. And now the problem here at this church was legalism. The problem was people trying to go back to live according to the law to be right with God. That's what we're going to be looking at here for months. It's been an awesome study at church as we look and see the consequences of trying to live by the law in order to be right with God. That's what we're looking at here today and probably Tuesday and Wednesday, at least Tuesday. For more information on this ministry, I invite you to check out one of our websites, wgodontheair.net is one of them. My Bible translation is available for you to view or purchase at majoritytext.com. And on Facebook, you can follow us at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio, one word, obviously. And I encourage you, follow along with us, study the Word of God with us. We'll be back again with our study in Revelation later in the week, but now here today and for the next couple days, enjoy this very first sermon from this series in the book of Galatians. So we're going to start this week in Galatians. And then after that, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Let me give you an introduction to this book. Now, the year was probably 49 AD, which is why we're starting here in Galatians. Now, Paul and Barnabas had just finished their first missionary journey. You can read that in Acts 13 and 14. Now, by their standards, it must have been a whirlwind adventure. Following a brief stay on the island of Cyprus, they had visited Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe, cities in the Roman province of Galatia, which now is present-day Turkey. In their travels, they had been met with wholehearted response and deep-seated resistance. Usually, Paul and Barnabas would introduce the gospel in a new area by starting in local synagogues, demonstrating from the scriptures that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah.
But they would venture beyond the Jewish community to offer the promise of forgiveness and eternal life to the Gentiles. And that, in turn, would get them in trouble. Declaring that God wanted to save Gentiles placed Paul and Barnabas under a cloud of suspicion by Jews and by Jewish Christians. As a result of their preaching, however, many Jews and Gentiles converted to Christ. The success of Christianity also created a deep resentment in those holding positions of leadership in society and in religious circles. The work of Paul and Barnabas threatened their standing. Now, some of Paul's accusers went to the Galatian churches and insisted that the Gentile converts had to be circumcised and follow all the Jewish laws and customs in order to be saved. According to these people, known as Judaizers, according to these people, Gentiles first had to become Jews in order to become Christian. This caused much confusion in the churches that Paul and Barnabas had planted here in Galatia. In response to this threat, Paul wrote this letter to the Galatian churches. In it, he explained that following the Old Testament laws or the Jewish laws would not bring salvation. A person is saved only by grace through faith. Most likely, Paul wrote this letter around 49 AD, shortly before the meeting or the council at Jerusalem, which is Acts 15. Now, by this time, Paul himself had been a Christian for about 15 years. Now, here's my heading for this letter and the main thrust as we move forward in Galatians. It's this: faith plus nothing equals salvation. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. There were legalists in the church then, these Judaizers, and they still exist in the church today. People who tried to add something to the Christian message of faith alone by grace alone. Not by works. Your works won't save you. Only your faith by the grace of God. Now, as Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "For by grace are you saved through faith, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast." Now, here in Galatia, Jews were trying to bring these people into bondage by adding rules and requirements to what is required for salvation. All right, now here's a few more tidbits of an intro into this book. Now, the Galatians, having launched their Christian experience by faith, seemed content to leave their voyage of faith and chart a new course based on works, a course that Paul finds disturbing. His letter to the Galatians is a vigorous attack against the gospel of works and defense of the gospel of faith. Now here, this letter is the only one of Paul's letters addressed to a number of churches, not just one. Now with that in mind, let's get into this book. Lord, again, we praise you. Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you'd fill us with wisdom, insight, and discernment as we get into this book here today and in the coming weeks and months. Lord, we pray you'd meet us right where we're at. Lord, speak to us where we know you speak in your word. Lead us and guide us. Lord, I just pray that you would change our lives as we study this book verse by verse and teach us deep truths out of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Galatians 1:1. Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Standard greeting in those days. The writer's name at the beginning, not at the ending, the way we write letters. Now, in all of Paul's letters, he starts with a nice little praise and encouragement and tells them all the good things that they're doing and usually builds them up. Not so with this church. This is the only church that Paul doesn't praise at the beginning of his letters. After a praise of the Lord Jesus, starting in verse 6, he's going to give them both barrels. Notice in verse 1, it says how the apostle Paul became an apostle. See that? Verse 1, it says, not from men, nor through man. Unlike today, where churches appoint apostles today, they have services at 4:30, followed by chicken and dumplings, and they appoint apostles. Not how Paul was chosen. Not how any apostles were chosen. Apostles were chosen by the Lord, as Paul was. As the Lord said in John 15:16, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I ordained you or appointed you. And there were certain prerequisites to being an apostle. An apostle had to be an eyewitness of the Son of God after he died. To be an apostle, you had to see with your own eyes Jesus Christ after he died and after he was raised up again. That's Acts 1:21. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1, Paul said, am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus Christ? So remember that the next time you hear someone call themselves an apostle. You might call yourself an apostle, but you're not going to be recognized as an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, the word just means one that is sent. We're all apostles in that sense, but an apostle was an eyewitness of Christ. He was a special person with a special message. He was an eyewitness. Also in this verse is the foundational doctrine of the Christian faith, the resurrection, both of Christ's and of ours. Now, I'm preaching to the choir here today. The resurrection is the Christian faith. That when we die and leave this world, it's not all over. But on the contrary, it's just the beginning. And it's just the beginning for all those that die without Christ. Don't believe that lie that once you die, you just wink out and that's it. And don't believe that lie that it's better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven, because you ain't reigning in hell. That's another lie. God reigns in hell. God reigns everywhere. His presence isn't there, but he reigns everywhere. Hell is a place of darkness and torment, where, as Jesus put it, he said, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. The resurrection is the Christian faith. My Jesus is alive. Amen? That is the Christian faith. The Lord said in John 11:25, he said, I am the resurrection. And the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Verse 26, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.